USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.
The breaking news crawl Fox News ran after the summit between the president and Russian President Vladimir Putin said, quote, Trump throws U.S. intel agencies under a bus at summit. Putin told Fox News in a sit-down with Chris Wallace that it's utterly ridiculous that some people think the Russians could have swayed millions of American voters in the 2016 election, and Putin insisted his country does not have dirt on President Trump or his family. During a joint news conference, Trump stressed the importance of the two superpowers getting along, but members of his own party are critical of the president appearing to agree with Putin over the U.S. intelligence community, including Senator Jeff Flake.
The Senate ought to very quickly pass legislation, a resolution in support of the conclusions of the FBI and DOJ with these indictments and reaffirm our commitment to hold Russia to account.
Republican John McCain said, quote, no prior president has ever abased himself more abjectly before a tyrant. You're listening to USA Radio News.
For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.
The breaking news crawl Fox News ran after the summit between the president and Russian President Vladimir Putin said, quote, Trump throws U.S. intel agencies under a bus at summit. Putin told Fox News in a sit-down with Chris Wallace that it's utterly ridiculous that some people think the Russians could have swayed millions of American voters in the 2016 election, and Putin insisted his country does not have dirt on President Trump or his family. During a joint news conference, Trump stressed the importance of the two superpowers getting along, but members of his own party are critical of the president appearing to agree with Putin over the U.S. intelligence community, including Senator Jeff Flake.
The Senate ought to very quickly pass legislation, a resolution in support of the conclusions of the FBI and DOJ with these indictments and reaffirm our commitment to hold Russia to account.
Republican John McCain said, quote, no prior president has ever abased himself more abjectly before a tyrant. You're listening to USA Radio News.
What's on your bucket list? Running a marathon, hiking to the top of a mountain, or maybe surfing? What if I told you you can accomplish all of it at any age? This is Wayne Allyn Root, and I'd like to introduce you to somebody that's changed my life, made me feel years younger, maybe saved my life, my Cenogenics physician, Dr. Bob Letta.
Thanks for the introduction, Wayne. At Cenogenics, we help people look and feel many years younger. We've been in business since 1997. We have locations across the United States, and we've treated over 35,000 patients worldwide. Our age management medicine is proven to work. On the Cenogenics program, you will have your own doctor, exercise counselor, and nutritionist all working together to fine-tune plans especially for you.
Thank you, Dr. Letta. I'm 57 and I feel like I'm 30 again. I feel the best of my life. I have the most energy of my life. Are you ready to start feeling the best of your life? Defy your age with Cenogenics. Call now for your free consultation at 888-YOUNGER. That's toll-free 888-YOUNGER. Or go to Cenogenics.com.
Republican Representative David Issa tells CNN that President Trump was right to raise doubts about the Mueller indictment of a dozen Russians.
How do we know? Did we use spy technique in order to find out? Did we hack them in order to find out who they were? So I think for the president to cast doubt is appropriate.
Speaking to ABC Radio, Senator Rand Paul of Kentucky focused on the importance of conflict resolution.
We should continue to air our grievances, air our differences. But to tell you the truth, I wouldn't always air them directly in a confrontational way in a meeting like this. And so I think there are other ways of bringing that forward.
In a tweet, former CIA Director John Brennan described the president's performance in the press conference as nothing short of treasonous and his comments as imbecilic. Former Speaker Newt Gingrich, a longtime supporter of President Trump, said that Trump's performance at the news conference with Putin was the most serious mistake of his presidency. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Another good report on retail sales. USA's Chris Barnes has details.
The retail sales numbers for June show the continuation of a five-month trend of steady rises. As the Commerce Department says, overall sales were up by 0.5%, right in line with projections from experts. Leaving vehicles and gasoline out of the equation, sales increased 0.3%. The report also reflected an upward revision for May, moving the advance to a 1.3%.